Chronic exposure to arsenic in drinking water has been linked to a variety of health concerns, including hypertension, cardiovascular disease, and cancer. Researchers from the University of Illinois collected groundwater samples from 21 wells. They found that the wells, with almost no arsenic in the water, also contained high levels of sulfate-reducing bacteria, which convert the arsenic into a solid where it drops out of the water. Dr. Craig Bethke led the study.
What we're saying is that if there's sulfate in the water, then there's probably sulfate-reducing bacteria active in the subsurface, and that means that a simple field test, which is very inexpensive and very rapid to detect sulfate, could identify safe water sources.
Bethke says in places where arsenic levels are high, sulfate salts such as gypsum and calcium sulfate can be injected underground to reduce arsenic levels. Researchers say this information could prove to be invaluable in places where arsenic contamination is a major problem, including parts of the U.S., Australia, and Mongolia. The researchers' findings were published in the journal Geology. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Jeff Bossert.